We can feel it on the ice, and you can see it. So we're happy that they're back, and then they're making impact right away. So you know, it's huge in the end of a year, and now we gotta just keep this thing rolling.
You've been contributing in all sorts of ways, whether it's physical or whether it's assists. Got your first goal. What did that mean, and what did you see on the play?
Well, I was trying to find a Lipper back door, but I hit the D-man's skate, and then right off the goalie's pad. To own rebound, so try hit the net, and it went in. So I'm happy to get the first one out of the way, and you know, now I just gotta keep focusing on my game and be helpful for a team, and then obviously those goals gonna come, you know. So yeah, I just gotta make sure I'm playing hard every game, and those lucky bounces gonna come.
Do you and Michael Spacek seem to have built a lot of chemistry? What do you see between the two of you?
Well, maybe the mentality. We're from Europe, both of us from Europe, so might be something there. And you know, I'm trying to help him out. He's a young kid, and you know, he's a great player, so I'm trying to help him off the ice on the ice. And yeah, we play pretty good. Lipper played with us these two games, and we play pretty well. We got two goals today, and you know, hopefully it will come our way next couple games as well.
Well, anytime a team is doing well, usually you can look back at their goaltender. What can you say about the play of Eric Comrie?
Well, Comms was unreal these two games, and you know, he helped us out big time these two games, and now we gotta make sure we're gonna help him out as well. And you know, when he's not gonna have the best night, so you know, sometimes he did us a favor, and now we gotta give that favor back.
What do you say about these two crowds to end the new year here?
Well, it was great. People came out, and you know, it was early games, and it's always nice to see that many people come to the game, and we appreciate the support.
We talk a lot about holding on to a feeling or holding on to a way that a team's playing. When you're playing, when you're traveling the next day and then another game in just a couple of days, does that help it, the sense of immediacy as you guys keep going here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough schedule right now, but nobody wants to hold on and be at home. It's nice to be at home, but you want to play the games, and no matter if it's at home or on the road, you want to play the games. And it's not fun to just practice all week and then go to the games back to back. So now we're gonna be in the game pace, and then we're gonna play almost every other day. So you know, we gotta make sure we recover well, and we gotta be ready for those tough games.
The penalty kill was a big part of the game tonight, at least in holding the league. Just to comment on all the players contributing there.
Definitely. We sacrificed there, and we blocked a couple shots, and, you know, Counts was great in that. So that all came together, and, you know, we guys just got to make sure we're staying out of box, and that's the best way to kill the penalties.